We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm an alpha male. I'm from the north. I live right now on the west side of Nashville with my wife, Baser. We may move very soon, and I will give you guys my address. Until then, we're going to continue to shotgun Corona hard seltzers.
That's a reference from
the Big Show.
And right now we don't have Eddie because Eddie is tied up with the Big Show. And we got to get this in because I got a flight. I got to catch it. I don't want to miss it. And listen, I want to give you the best podcast we could. It's going to be rushed, yes, because it's the holiday season, guys. But we're here for
season.
Holiday season. Dang, I sound old. But we are back. And you know who else is back? Drew Brees!
Oh! I mean, did you watch any of those games with
Taysom Hill?
Yeah.
You know what it is? The Saints are, I think they're rushing Drew Brees back because they know Taysom Hill sucks.
He's great at running. He's good for the Wildcat, but we've learned his arm. That's why he played at BYU. They probably didn't throw a lot when he was there.
He has a decent arm. It's just the reading defenses, the downgrade to Taysom Hill from Drew Brees. They realized they had no shot, absolutely no shot to beat the Chiefs if Taysom Hill was their quarterback. They realized that would be like sending Eddie to a sports trivia competition up against the Swami.
Didn't they have the Swami reference? No way a millennial gets
yes.
that.
Do you remember when they used to have that show on the...
I never watched it because I don't think we had cable at the time, but it was a sports expert and he would answer questions.
Yes, and it was called Beat the Swami or something like that on ESPN.
It's called Beat
but Doll. There is it was going to be a huge disadvantage. It was going to be blowout central, and the Saints are really trying to keep their hopes alive for that number one seed. So they're going to bring Drew Brees back because they've seen Taysom Hill and they know that Taysom Hill is not the answer. And I was even thinking before they announced Drew Brees that is there any chance they were going to start Jameis Winston over Taysom Hill because you're going to need to score points against the Chiefs, and Taysom Hill can't do that. I know it's all a great story and we want to act like Taysom Hill's great, but they are telling you exactly what you need to know. His 10 or 11 ribs are healed in 4 weeks. Come on.
And Vegas thinks the game's
going to... Did you just take your damn shirt off?
Coach.
Did you just take your damn shirt off?
What do lights provide?
Heat.
Light. But they also provide in this studio, it's like a heat lamp, folks. For whatever reason, it's about 85 degrees. We're in a side studio. It doesn't sound like the typical Sore Losers. And it just hit me. I mean, I almost kind of got lightheaded, so I had to half remove the sweatshirt.
I thought you were taking it off because you were feeling Breeze's pain of his injured ribs or something, and you were going to try to punch yourself in the ribs.
I've never felt better taking it half off.
But you literally have the sweatshirt sitting on your shoulder, and I just took a picture, and I'm going to put it on the Twitter and Instagram page because it looks ridiculous. But yes, that game now became more intriguing to me.
I may be getting a tan from these heat lamps.
Because that... Well,
it's a 3.5 spread.
Well, listen.
That's a damn close spread. I would almost say, go Chiefs. You're telling me Breeze is good to go? Homie's been playing football with his kids that we saw the videos of where he throws them indoor.
And they dive on the couch.
Those are the passes he's used to.
He's going to be rusty. So that tells me, dump off to Kamara. Dump off to Kamara. Dump off to Kamara.
Ooh, fantasy advice.
Big weekend for Kamara. That's what I'm hoping. But I loved the Chiefs -3, -3.5 with Taysom Hill in there. That was going to be one of my take it to the banks.
So you're telling me the line never moved with a Breeze coming back?
So that tells me that the Vegas people really thought Breeze was coming back. That they ahead of time thought, you know what, there's no way Taysom Hill is playing quarterback this weekend when they play the Chiefs. That's why the line was so low. Because if Taysom Hill was the quarterback, it would be 7, 7.5. The Chiefs would be favored
easily.
I think.
But dang, we've seen the Chiefs. Man, they had trouble with the Chargers. Oh, boy, they have trouble with... Was it the
they
Dolphins?
The Raiders, they had trouble with the Dolphins. But
and you told brother that.
Now,
sorry, bad reference.
The Dolphins, they were up by like 25, and they had 4 turnovers, so they really were blowing the Dolphins out. But
and the score made it look a lot closer than the actual game was.
I would agree with that.
And the announcer said that as well.
They turned Mahomes over a lot, but they still got blown out, which is weird to me. It was a weird dynamic. And speaking of the Chiefs, we want to crown the Chiefs. I understand they have Patrick Mahomes. We want to crown the Chiefs the champions for the next 10 years.
Everybody wants to keep saying the Chiefs. There's got to be another team that's going
to
beat
them. I hate to tell you, in their own division, They're going to have a battle for the division crown with Justin Herbert. The dude is going to be a superstar. Like,
he was good on The Sims.
He looks fantastic. He looks the part. It doesn't get rattled. He looks so good. What little I've watched of him, and I watched him last night against the Raiders, and I'm telling you, if they can just get a competent head coach, because Anthony Lynn is god-awful. The dude is going to be fired. He doesn't know what's going on the sideline.
Chargers?
He looks like,
At least make it look like you're smart.
Doesn't know how to manage the clock. Doesn't know how to do anything. So when they get a competent head coach to mold Justin Herbert, who is already just lighting it up, that is going to be a battle for years to come. Chargers, Chiefs, Herbert, Mahomes. I'm not saying he's good as Mahomes, but boy, they got talent, and I think they can give the Chiefs a run for their money for the next 10 years if Herbert stays healthy.
You ever think about stuff like this? Herbert went to Oregon when Oregon wasn't good. They haven't been good
Correct.
In 5 years.
They sucked.
Somebody, a big team should have probably recruited him, and he had gone to Bama or something like that. That was a big miss.
Well,
because he played at Oregon when Oregon wasn't good at all. Most people hadn't even heard of Herbert.
It's weird how college football works, because the best quarterbacks don't seem to go to Alabama.
Correct.
I mean, you have Tua, but that's it.
But Herbert, you would think that's a USC. USC is up in that area, Pacific Northwest. They missed. UCLA missed. But Oregon is the powerhouse in Oregon.
Yes, so. And I don't know where Justin Herbert was raised.
I don't know if he's sucking on his mama's boob.
I don't know where he was breastfed. Like, I don't know if it was in Oregon or if he's from California.
Sometimes
or where.
Those kids don't want to leave.
Exactly. Want to stay close to home so mom and dad can see.
But because those games were late on Saturday,
no one watched them.
I didn't watch a lot of Herbert.
No one watched them.
I heard he was a high recruit, and I said, Herbert, who's that? Herbie.
Herbert Hoopla. Put me on the bandwagon of Justin Herbert, because he is a bad man.
But what about the week they got beat 46-0 or whatever?
That was against Belichick.
Herbert play? Oh.
That's against Belichick. Belichick against first and second year QBs.
He knows how to mix it.
Something
and get
like
you.
60% against the spread. So that's why this weekend, that you bring that up, it's another interesting point. Tua, this is a huge game for Tua this weekend against the Patriots, because the Dolphins are in the playoff hunt, right? Now they're playing the Patriots. Yeah, right now I think that the Dolphins would be in the playoffs if it ended today.
That's greatness.
So I want to see if he's able, because the Patriots have looked like dog crap the last couple weeks.
They're a not great team. They beat a team by 40.
And then they get crushed by 40.
Can't score. What, are they just going to throw it to James White?
Cam Newton throwing pick six after pick six. He sucks. Superman has – the kryptonite has hit his arm. Like, his legs are fine. But some reason his arms don't work because he can't throw the damn ball.
Well, and it's because of the shoulder. We knew that years
right.
ago.
But he's done. He's – like, there's no way Cam Newton is back as quarterback of the New England Patriots. That ship has sailed. He's – curtains.
That was a 1 year you try a thing
and
your
try to
career.
Catch lightning in a bottle.
Somebody
and it
says
didn't work.
It's what it is. It's a guy trying to do a job for a year. So somebody's saying, "Hey, honey, I've got the best idea. I am gonna start a new type of scrapbook, or not scrapbooking, calendars."
Okay, I like it. What kind of calendars are we gonna do, honey?
So they're yearly calendars, and they're gonna be more creative. There's a lot more sticky notes. There's gonna be pens on the side. Nobody really has good calendars that exist right now in the market. So you do that for a year, then you realize, really not that much money in it. I got to better get back to
it. You know what I would say to that idea? I would take it out back behind the shed and shoot it like the dead dog that it is.
But it lasts for a year.
Because you try it.
And then you realize there is no money in calendars.
There's no money in calendars. Calendars are a thing of past because everybody has a smartphone now.
That idea.
Their calendar on the phone.
Coach, that idea, I just threw that away. It was a neighbor's idea they pitched to me.
Really?
Yeah, so I had to just like throw it out there. Coach, when they pitched it to me, I'd had a couple and I was like, okay, let's work with this idea.
Now,
can we make it better?
My wife did recently hang a whiteboard up in our kitchen.
Coach, you need the calendar.
Hey!
Here is the hierarchy. It goes Big Show, then it goes the Bubba Cross, then the Little Show.
Hey, hey, come on, man. I had to do a quick segment. We're done now, though.
What is it called?
Quick segment? It was a freaking hour.
I had to wait for an interview. They were doing an interview first.
I mean, how could you guys talk music for an hour? We can't talk sports for an hour, Coach.
Coach, honestly, I can go on and on about music. What do you guys want to talk about?
No, we don't want to talk about music. We want to talk
about
sports.
We're not a music show.
We haven't even complimented on my shirt.
Hey, so Bobby right now goes, he's like, you're on a podcast, right? What's it called? Like, Sore Losers, me, Lunchbox, right, man, just three dudes, you know, we talk about sports, but then we talk a lot about our lives. He's like, fun fact, Bones goes, they do it naked. And I walk in, this dude doesn't have a shirt on. I'm like,
Coach,
no,
have I you guys seen these heat waves?
Screw it.
I was talking about Drew Brees and his ribs and how they're rushing him back because Taysom Hill sucks.
Yeah. Oh,
and they realize Taysom Hill sucks.
Yeah.
And Ray starts taking off his shirt, and I'm like, are you
are you hot?
Dude, I don't know how Clay Travis in Fox Sports does it. It is a heat lamp.
Clay Travis
here, bro.
Doesn't come here.
He goes. He does it from his house.
Yes. Tell me the secrets of radio. How does he do it?
I really thought Ray was going to start punching himself in the ribs to see how bad it hurts.
Hey. Do you know that's how Houdini died? Do you know who?
He punched him in the...
No.
Great. Somebody punches Breeze. He's out.
Houdini. Well, that's what I'm worried about is... Breeze could be, or maybe he's not as hurt as they said
he was. Let's be real. The Chiefs don't rough anybody up.
What?
And they don't let people touch quarterbacks.
They don't let them touch Breeze or Mahomes or Rodgers. You're right. Those quarterbacks can't get hit.
Real quick about Houdini, though. He's just backstage before a show, and they invited some people back there, and they're like, ah, Houdini, I like how you do that punch trick or whatever. He's like, oh, yeah, and people punch him in the stomach. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the guy's like, come on, let me punch you. He's like, no, man, it's a trick that we do. Now, come on, let me see how tough you are. Fine. So he's like, picks up his shirt. He's like, all right, punch me as hard as you can. Go! The guy's like, oh, crap, a little too hard. Ruptured some crap in there, internal bleeding for the next few hours. Done.
So he didn't even die on a magic trick?
No. It was some drunk dude.
He died in a meet and greet?
It was like a hang.
Yeah, that's why the sore losers don't meet the sore losers.
That's why we don't do meet and greets.
Exactly. But my point is that Drew Brees, have you guys ever hurt your ribs? Ever cracked your ribs?
I have. Playing soccer, and I mean, I don't know. I never went and got them x-rayed because there's nothing they can do.
Okay,
but my whole stomach and side was bruised, and it hurt to breathe. So I would assume I did some damage.
That's what I'm saying. I've only heard that you can't even take a breath.
You talking about the ribs above or below the waist?
No, Coach, above. Hey, so I've heard you can't even breathe. So if this dude's like got broken ribs, how's he going to play? Like, just play. Not even worried
about
getting
hit. Well, Vegas thinks he's going to play very well. 3.5 line.
So then he's not hurt.
I think maybe he's not as hurt as they're saying, or they're just saying, you know, I believe they think Taysom Hill sucks, and they realize they have no shot of winning with Taysom Hill in there, so they had to bring Drew Brees back. Because going into this weekend, before Drew Brees was going to play, I even thought, what if they're going to put Jameis Winston in there? Because they know they need...
They'll never do that.
Or, this is my other philosophy... Maybe they know Taysom Hill is not the future starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints.
They found that out.
Drew Brees retires. They knew that all along. But they signed Jameis Winston for like $1 million, right, this offseason, I believe. So
sounds like what Arnold wants, to be an intern.
This is a
Arnold!
1-year deal. They don't want to put him in there to give him a chance to shine because they want to bring him back and have him be the starting quarterback next year when Drew Brees retires.
Okay. Not following you.
And You're not following.
You missed my analogy about Cam Newton. I said he's the idea that you have for a year to make money, and it ends up being a terrible idea. I used a calendar as an example.
Yes, because I was saying that Tua, this is a big game for Tua. And not career-wise, but just this is a chance to make a stepping stone in his rookie year to say, you know what, I am the franchise. I can beat New England, our hated rival, the one that gives us hell, that Bill Belichick always beats, rookie and second-year quarterbacks. He always knows a way to beat them. And the Patriots are down. You have a chance to almost secure your playoff spot if you can beat New England this weekend. And I can't wait for that game. Very interesting. And Patrick Mahomes has got a rival in Herbert. Herbert's a bad man, isn't he? Isn't he, Eddie? Did you watch him last night?
He's okay.
Did you have money on the game?
I watched him. Yeah, I had over 151.5.
Oh, that was way over.
Only because they went overtime.
I know.
I mean, one field goal to win it, it would have been under by half a point.
But
that's betting.
But you watch.
I know.
Hey, you watch Herbert. Tell me you don't watch Herbert and say that dude's a star.
No, I watch Herbert and I'm like, is that our boss's Rod's son?
Does it look like him?
I mean, yeah. Does he not look?
He
like
looks like Spencer from Survivor.
I do that. I think, okay, because that'd be our boss's son too. And I'm like, how old is this kid? He looks like he's
23.
15.
Isn't he 23 or 22?
I don't know. He's good though.
He's
good.
Real good.
He's good.
Their coach is an idiot.
All I'm saying when I'm watching the Chargers, I'm just glad they're getting good now.
Oh, coach, what an observation.
That's all I thought.
Dude, I saw them win. They win. I'm like, they could end up 7-9.
Under our hook.
They could win their next two games. And
be right under it.
If they had a competent head coach.
Thank God they had the collapse against the Patriots that one week.
Thank goodness.
Hey, if their head coach was any kind of smart,
get us that money.
We wouldn't want our bet.
If their coach was Kirby smart?
No, any kind of smart. He is an idiot. He's just like in overtime.
I realize that's the coach you've been talking about. What's his name?
Anthony Lynn.
Yeah, I thought God it was awful. Jeremy Lynn the whole time you were saying that.
Here's the thing.
I just thought that too.
They get the Raiders in overtime.
Linsanity is coaching the
Coach
Chargers.
Coach Linsanity's been running these basketball
That's
formations.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, he's been running the pick and roll, and they keep getting offensive pass interference
calls.
That's why it wasn't
Eckler's
working.
Eckler's like, pick and roll, let's go.
No, Eckler was like, hey, take me out every snap last night.
Eckler had the old icicle next to him on DraftKings.
It was so dumb last night.
He got the snowflake.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He get the snowflake. Because the Raiders march down in overtime, and they're taking up all the clock. And they get down to, the 2-yard line, and they stop him on second down. And Troy Aikman's like, yeah, he might want to call timeout here to save the clock. Anthony Lynn sits there.
There was no rush.
17 seconds run off the clock, and then he's like, you know what? I better call timeout.
Whenever
happens. What the hell are you doing?
That's a major coaching error.
Yes. Like, if you're going to call the timeout, you call it immediately. You wasted 17 seconds. You might as well let the play clock go.
And the reason, do not set all those on my chair. Get those out of here.
Bye, M2.
M2's heading to the homeless shelter. She's
what did she leave on your chair?
I don't think we're able to mention
it. No.
What?
You're not allowed to mention it.
What do you mean?
It's a surprise. We'll show you later.
Surprise for me?
Yeah, we got things for you. But
let me say this. What were we talking about? Sorry.
Jeremy Lin.
No, not Linsanity. The game coach, 17 seconds. As a gambler, you know when a coach is making a major error. If there's 10 seconds to run off the clock, you're like, come on! Call timeout!
Yeah.
As a gambler, you know. The coaches have to know.
They gotta know. If you're trying to preserve time, you want to preserve as much time as possible. Why did you wait 17 seconds just going,
Yeah,
and then
stupid.
He kind of looked at the ref confused, and he goes, you know what? Yeah, give me a timeout.
But we're in an industry the same where every second matters. In radio, if somebody says you have a minute, you're like, oh my gosh, well, I'm going to go take a piss, and you guys want anything to drink? I'm going to grab some drinks and everything. A minute is a lot of time in our world.
Yes.
Same in the football world.
17 seconds is a lot of time when you're trying to save time on the clock.
Question.
Construction guy, I got the job done 17 seconds late. You're fine. That's amazing. At least we weren't 2 months late.
No, they're deadlines.
17 seconds, coach. In the construction industry, 17 seconds is fine. Football is serious.
Yeah, 70 seconds in the construction means nothing. Because there's always errors, and they have delays when they're building something. They can tell you it's going to open in June, and that really means October.
Question, though. They have headsets on. They obviously talk to all these other coaches.
Well, they now got the face masks on, coach.
Well, okay. But there's no one in there in the booths or anyone on that comm that can say, coach, timeout? Coach. Should we call a timeout?
Maybe there's a lot of different people talking.
Well, I mean, they're probably all saying timeout, and he's going.
Or does the headset only go one way? Like, he talks to them, they don't talk to him.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. Have you guys ever watched the TV shows there's Below Deck on Bravo?
I've seen it, yeah.
Where they're all on the walkie-talkies, everybody's on the same channel. Sometimes people have small talk, and they get pissed. On those earphones that the coach has, is it just offensive, defensive coordinator and the coach, or is other people talking?
I think
that
special
thing?
Teams. I think maybe they may be different channels, but
maybe
I don't
there
know.
Was people talking.
Or maybe it's someone, hey, can you get me a coffee? And Anthony Lynn's like, yeah, I'll take a coffee.
No, maybe
I should take a timeout.
Guys, even on the construction, we'll take it back to the construction site, coach. Every worker can't talk to the boss, the honcho. They've got to go through channels. So I'm sure there is coach to OC, DC, special teams, and that's it.
Well, on the
and
big
then everyone
show,
under them goes straight to the coordinator.
The only person on the big show that can talk to Bones in his ear is me.
Correct.
Or Steve if he comes on my mic. So
correct.
Maybe it's the same thing. I bet there's only one or two people talking in the coach's ear.
There's got to be some hierarchy.
Or maybe he's right, there's too much talk.
They're probably on side channels going, this coach is an idiot. He's not calling a timeout. Like, what's he doing?
But my question, though, are the offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, is anyone scared to tell coach what to do? Or can they be like, coach, time out, coach?
It's probably like most industries. I bet people are very scared. You don't
probably
tell.
You're usually.
So then they're just like, what? Hey, why isn't he calling a timeout?
You've seen stuff wrong at jobs in the past.
And you don't say anything.
Do you ever say anything?
No.
Like, what did you see?
No, I'm just saying we always did. When I worked at
Have you seen stuff?
Coach, when I worked at Grande Communications, we were always like, hey, they should just make a center where all the calls that aren't sales related go to, and then we just deal with the sales calls, which was a great idea.
Yeah.
But we would never present that to our boss because we would look smarter than them.
Guys, so my friend that I play PS4 2K with, Steve.
Yeah,
so
it was his birthday yesterday.
Yes.
And speaking of birthdays, happy birthday, John Spurs 1. Happy 32nd birthday tomorrow. He loves the big show, or he loves the show. Been listening since day one, and he loves it more than the
big show.
Happy birthday, John.
Come into the Fox Sports studio. As soon as you are done, we are going to start.
Who's
guess that was a group text to Eddie. Never mind.
All right, Eddie, now go on with your buddy that you play NBA 2K.
Okay, so sometimes he does work meetings. He works for a corporation.
Tell the corporation.
I'm not going to mention
Big Corp.
AT&T.
Okay. Have you ever watched Corporate on Comedy Central? It's a hilarious show.
I'll write that down.
Not it's a necessary sidebar.
I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, I got the clip, Coach.
John Spurs won. The birthday guy, he did say, I'll hang up and listen.
Nice.
My
love
bad.
It. So anyway, Steve does these conference calls while we're playing or whatever, and he's like, hey, man, I may go in and out. It just depends if they call my name or whatever, but I'm just going to put it on speaker.
Zoom call.
So everyone can hear the call, right? You know, so it's like,
hey, man, sales are up. Sales are down. Always sell high.
Where's that shipment? Hey.
Coach, I'm going to give you an example of what all these calls are like because he does it multiple times.
Feed us.
It's ridiculous. Hey, guys, how's it going? How's everyone's day doing? Good. Oh, my gosh, my cat got out today. Are you kidding me? That's crazy.
All right, that's not business related.
Hey, this happens for about 20 minutes. Oh, well, that's great. What did you have for lunch? Oh, I mean, just a little leftover turkey. Oh, that's so cool. Okay. All right, you guys have all your sheets out? Yeah, I got our sheets out. Any questions?
Yeah, I got a question. This is Sizzin in Nashville. Could y'all shut the up?
I mean, that's what I want to say. I'm like, dude, will you please tell them to shut? Like, they have talked no business in 20 minutes.
Nothing.
Nothing in 20 minutes. And he has 10 of these a day.
Oh, that was driving 10 me
of
nuts.
These
Coach, yeah, Mike.
A lot of meetings are just waste of time.
My wife has, though. She did during the pandemic. Okay. And this isn't making fun of them, so I can say it. So she had these. Theirs was a little different. So theirs was, hey, Sarah, is your Zoom on? Nope, no audio. Oh, hey, Kathy. Nope, Kathy, your video is not on. We hear you. We don't see you, Kathy. Hey, Mark. Mark, I think the audio is now feeding your computer's YouTube. There's a YouTube stream playing across the Zoom. None of them know how to work their computers.
No, none
coach.
Of them.
For the first 10 minutes, it's
none
IT.
Of them. But then when it gets down to business, guys, you hear this guy. Like, I'll just use the name Ken, right? All right. Okay, so.
You sound like a Ken right now.
Okay, though. So they're like, all right, Ken, so what you got? Oh, hey, guys. Okay, so the reports came in, look pretty good. You know, everybody looks like they're doing their job pretty well. The numbers can go up just by 2% or whatever, but we'll be happy with that. Listen, if you guys have any questions, contact my assistant, Johnny, and he'll get back to you.
But what if we want to contact you, Ken?
Yeah, contact Johnny. He's got everything. And they're like, Ken, question real quick about the report on F1. F1, Johnny, go ahead and just, you guys do that sidetrack. So go ahead and just.
So nobody gets to talk to Ken.
I mean, Ken is like, what do you do, Ken? I want to go. Steve, let me talk to him. Let me talk to him real quick. Hey, Steve, this is Ken. This is Eddie for the Sore Losers. What the crap do you do?
Yeah, what is your job?
Why are you giving everything to Johnny? I mean, Coach, it is the most ridiculous structure I've ever heard in my life.
Like, I try to call my brother in the middle of the day. He's like, I'm on a meeting. I'm like, how many meetings a day do you need, and what do you accomplish? Like, there's just a bunch of small talk. And really, if you have individual questions,
contact Johnny.
Contact him off the chat. No one ask a legitimate question whole group needs to hear.
And then after everyone's already asked a question and been directed to Johnny, there's the one guy who hasn't said crap all day, and he's like, "Oh crap! This meeting's about to end real quick." I got a quick question. The F1s. Contact Johnny. Should I do that?
F1. Were we talking about the laptop key sticking?
And they're like. Yeah. Thank you, Bill.
Perfect. Just want to confirm. Thank you.
Okay.
Cool,
thanks, Ken.
Cool,
thanks.
Cool.
All right. Everybody good? Good. Okay, good. You all have a good rest of your day.
Have a good Thirsty Thursday, guys.
Bye, guys. I mean, that's the whole thing in less than an hour.
Do you think that's what goes on in the quarterback room, like when they're having QB meetings at NFL? Like, they start talking, you see this play we're going to run here. Do you think they can get anything done? Or is this like, man, dude, that was a great throw. You're a badass.
I bet it is with Vrabel. I bet there's a lot of shooting the bull.
Vrabel.
Yeah, like Belichick, there's not any joking around. He's to the point, and I bet his guys follow suit. But you know Vrabel's in there slapping guys with towels and stuff. They're all watching the video, eating popcorn maybe.
I think the whole image of them being close to like the head coach is non-existent. I don't think the players have a lot of one-on-one time with the head coach. Do you?
No.
Not even the stars, really. That's actually a great point. I feel like it's like, all right, here's the assistant or whatever, the quarterback's coach, talking to all the quarterbacks. Hey, guys, real quick, here's Belichick. He'll be here for 30 seconds.
Here's here's a question for a reporter. We're giving you a question that would be amazing for you to ask. Because you guys already steal how we talk about guys being tired.
Yes. Yeah.
That was our angle, correct. And then the reporter stole it. Here's another one. I dare you to ask a player when you're interviewing him, when was the last time you talked to your head coach? Ask him that question.
No, last time you guys had a conversation, not when the head coach told you something and then walked away.
I talked to him Wednesday at practice for you didn't talk to him today?
No.
I couldn't get anywhere close.
We're going to get that information because we're going to have Taylor Lewan on when we come back from vacation.
I lined that up. Did you just do a 2-month deep tease?
No, it's about a 2-week.
Hey, next year, we'll be talking to Taylor Lewan.
Two week deep tease. But we're going to ask him that because that's a very interesting question. Like, how much actual time do they get with the head coach?
Correct.
I don't know. I'm excited for this. And we're going on vacation. I'm excited about Drew Brees being back because that makes the Saints better. I'm also excited to see if Tua can, do whatever. And I'm excited. I am so excited to see when Patriots. This is a 2-week tease. What do you say?
Santa.
I'm excited for Santa.
Yes. But here's bubble bread.
Bubble bread. I can't wait.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
This is a 2-week tease. When it gets to, I think the Patriots play the Jets week 17. If the Patriots are eliminated from playoff contention at that point,
you've got to beat them.
No.
Winless.
Do they lose on purpose so the Jets don't get the number one pick?
Who would get it?
No,
the Jaguars, maybe.
Oh, the Jaguars.
Because
the Jags are that bad?
They've only won one game. They won the first game of the season.
They're looking so far deep into the future because that they want to screw their division
rival.
They're
saying, we don't want to face Trevor Lawrence twice a year for the next 10 years. Do you think they would Bill Belichick would throw the game?
No, I don't see Belichick being scared of a rookie quarterback.
But he could turn into the next Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees.
Not in his career time.
Oh, you think Belichick will retire before then?
For sure. If he becomes something, Belichick's not going to be around to see all that crap.
Oh.
Hey, real quick, though. Did you get the Mariota jersey back out?
What? When he played?
Are you wearing that
Coach,
again?
I was balls deep in bed, but I should wear it now again.
I mean, that thing's full of dust, dude. I mean, it was. Gonna come back.
That's funny.
Who in the God's green earth thought he was going to be playing? That's amazing. He's back, baby.
Did you talk about our conversation?
No.
Okay.
I told Lunch, not on this, though.
Right.
Okay, guys, so I never do DraftKings, and I hate to even mention them because I'm not partnered with them. But I did a DraftKings for $5. I had some play money in there. So I did one for $15,000. And this is how close I was to winning the $15,000. Maybe I missed a couple more points than that, but it was this close. Eddie comes in the room. And I'm picking the team, and I was like, Eddie, who should I get? And I go, Mariota? And Eddie goes, you really should pick up Mariota, because if he actually does play, you will win, because nobody else picked him.
Correct.
And I'm like, okay, dude, all right. We talked about it in that split second. He literally played. I would have come very close to winning 15,000.
How many people picked Derek? Is it Derek? David. Derek Carr. Right, Carr?
Quite a few, because I bet you both of them picked both quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Because you're allowed to.
99% of the people picked either Derek or Herbert, whatever.
No, they picked both of them.
Or picked both of them.
In Billy's DraftKing, the guy that picked Mariota won $500,000.
Automatically, you pick Mariota, and that's why you just put a dollar on it. Because obviously,
you would be in the money if you picked Mariota.
You would make something. I don't know what you would make. I don't know if you'd do the top, but you would make something good.
And that dude's watching it in his living room, and Carr goes to the side with a groin
injury. As soon as he starts grabbing his junk.
Oh, he grabbed his junk,
dude. Oh, my gosh.
He's freaking out.
See, at first, I thought he was trying to show off the size of his package, but then I realized he was really hurt.
Did you see?
You know he was hurt.
He just flung the ball.
But did you see that?
No, I didn't.
I was looking for it.
What'd you think?
Not bad.
You're impressed?
Well, I'm like you. I thought he was like, hey, well, look at this.
He's like, he was telling the camera, And hey, did you? The funniest part of the whole game, first half, John Gruden had an Oakland Raiders hat on.
I saw that. But.
What in the actual?
So what was that though? Was that a mistake? Or
absolutely a mistake.
How
absolutely.
Does he have that hat just sitting around?
Probably because he coached there last year.
But
so
they
he just
rebranded.
But he probably has a bunch of hats in his drawer.
He keeps them? Why don't you just?
I don't know.
What's next? A Redskins player wearing
a
hat?
Listen, he probably has them in the trunk of his car. Grabs one. All right, puts it on. And how does no one notice? And once again, someone probably noticed and
Coach,
didn't say anything.
I've seen your shirt all day. I don't know. It could say something that.
No.
I'm not noticing.
No.
Not looking at little
you
things
know,
like that.
Are you guys? And then this weekend, we got all the conference championships.
Well, then
college
Eddie should
football.
Have some put a dollar on it.
We are going to find
us.
Out who is going to the college football playoff.
Ohio.
Oh, wait. We already know. If Ohio State wins, the field is set. Doesn't matter.
Will
None
they
of the
win,
games
though?
Matter.
Will they win?
Yes, they're
going
to three touchdown favorites against Northwestern.
The whole team has Corona, though.
Nah. They'll miss a couple players, but they're going to win. And even if they don't play, they're not going to drop them anyway because they don't play. They don't get dropped anyway. But Cincinnati doesn't play. We drop them down the standings. But the only game that matters this weekend is Ohio State versus Northwestern. Ohio State wins. This field is set. It's Notre Dame, Clemson, Alabama, and Ohio State. Doesn't matter if Notre Dame wins or loses. Clemson can win or lose. Doesn't matter. They'll drop one spot because if they drop any further than that, college football is officially done because Florida lost to a 3-5 LSU team.
What do you mean done?
It just will make no sense.
For 2020.
You'll just have to look at them and be like, these guys
Coach,
are
that
just.
That year gives me chills. Be careful.
They're just grabbing things out of their ass because.
Whoa.
Florida lost
like
to a 3-5 LSU team and dropped one spot. So if Notre Dame loses, they can't drop more than one spot. If Clemson loses, they can't drop more than one spot. If they do, then all those people are freaking idiots and college football is dumb, 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 and it's already dumb.
Hang
now,
up and listen.
Hurry up. I got to go get a flight. So do you guys want to take it to the bank? Because I am ready
Coach,
to tell you some
Coach,
easy money.
When you
money.
Fly private, just call the pilot. He'll
no,
wait for
I
you.
Fly Southwest, and I'm a boarding group, so I got to get there. My boarding is in 20 minutes.
Coach, you're on a rager right now.
No yes.
No kidding, man. Damn.
I am ready to go. I am ready to make you guys some money. I was ready to tell you to take the Chiefs to the bank. I was ready to.
But
then Drew Brees is back. How? It makes me nervous.
Okay.
It makes me
what's
nervous.
What's the line at?
3.5.
With Drew Brees back?
Yeah. Well, I think Vegas knew all along Drew Brees was going to play.
Of course
I think
they know. They know everything.
If Taysom Hill was going to play, that line had to be 7, 7.5. No chance. Because Taysom Hill sucks butt.
There's Friday night football. There is Friday night college football if you guys want to touch that.
Guys, there's NFL on Christmas Day.
Wow, USC plays tonight.
And there's Saturday games this week in the NFL. Get ready.
Are you watching basketball too?
Oh, yeah. Did you watch Kansas?
No. NBA.
Jayhawk.
NBA.
They won last night in Lubbock. Let's go.
I got a surprise for you next week too. I mean, next year.
Is it a Christmas present?
No, it's an insider for KU.
So I'm talking about. I'll talk to some insiders. So, listen, Monday night. I think it's Monday night. I don't know when it is. Pittsburgh is playing Cincinnati, and the line is 12 or 13. Guys, listen. Cincinnati is worthless.
What'd you say?
I don't know if
he didn't know, and he started to say something.
I was about to say worth S, but I tried to stop myself.
I've less. Never said that before.
Worth less.
Ain't worth a S.
Oh, okay.
So different. I changed it middle of my thing.
Ain't worth
Listen,
less.
Pittsburgh doesn't even have to play a good game. Cincinnati, the most they're going to score is 6 points, two field goals. All the Steelers have to do is just wear and tear their core. I don't even know who their quarterback is.
Steelers?
Ryan
Randolph.
Finley or some Allen kid, Brandon Allen. I don't know. They're so god-awful.
I thought it was Rudolph.
Give me
Manziel?
The Steelers minus 13 because all they have to do is score 20 points and they cover. That's all they got to do. And the Steelers are going to score 20 points. You can take it to the bank. Then, listen.
Oh, he's still at the bank.
The Seattle Seahawks.
You want an
olipop? The Seattle Seahawks are playing the Washington Redskins.
You want a dog biscuit?
And Alex Smith hasn't practiced all week as of now. Maybe he practices today and it switches.
Print your receiver
but
email
he
to
he is 50-50 to play. If Dwayne sucks butt, Haskins is back there.
Sucks
he
butt.
Is, he is so awful. He is so awful. You got to take the Seahawks minus 5.5. Take it to the bank. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Anybody else?
Yeah, guys, Ohio State, 20-point favorites. Might as well be 21. They're going to kill them. Go ahead and lock it up. Three touchdowns ain't nothing. Give me Ohio State, baby. Buck on, buck off, bucket.
I got nothing specific. Look, go play some college basketball. Pick about six random teams. You could win. Put a dollar on it.
Listen. Another one to look
that's
at.
That's some advice.
I mean, guys, it's
the
really
Cleveland
you
Browns,
cannot pick
the Cleveland
basketball
Browns
teams.
Lost a heartbreaker to the Ravens. Now they're playing the New York Giants, probably with Colt McCoy. The Giants' offense is really bad. Really, really bad. But I'm scared of Baker Mayfield. But I still am taking the Browns minus 4. Let's take it to the bank. Let's make some money. And then you got the Texans going to Indy. They almost beat Indy just 2 weeks ago. They were on the 1 yard line. They fumbled. And you're going to give me 7 points?
Have you watched the Texans?
You're going to give me 7 points? Take the Texans plus 7 in Indy. Take it to the bank.
That one's scary.
Texans, dude.
That one's scary. Indy's not bad.
I understand they're not bad, but
don't mess with Texas. I've always been a fan of Texas.
That's right. Eyes of Texas are upon us.
I'm trying. Since this is our last live, you know, podcast,
Flight leaves in 2 seconds.
What do you mean last live one? We're all live, even through Christmas.
Yes.
Yes, we will have podcasts going up. They were pre-recorded.
Coach, they're all pre-recorded.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And guys, I don't know if you want me to deep tease or do you want me to talk about it now. I might have the biggest thing that is going to happen to the sore losers.
That's a good deep tease. Good deep tease.
What is it?
I was talking to Johan. Tell me when you want me to stop, and that's where the tease will stop.
Oh, I know where this has to do. This
has to stop. Hey, this has to do with food. I don't know anything
about it. Yep. Has to do with food?
Woo!
Hey, this is huge. Let's cannot wait to hear this. Johan!
It might involve.
Oh, damn. Hey, guys.
You have another one?
Easy on the Cleveland.
Hold on, my wife just divorced me.
The only spot that has sportbetting.com is the only one with -4. The line has jumped to -6 with the Browns because I think that means Colt McCoy is going to be. I would back off that one a little bit.
Guys, we'll have a good line for you at action247.com.
Yeah, if you didn't get 4, then I don't know if I would do that. And, God, if Matthew Stafford doesn't play, I mean, take those Texans, boys. I got to go. Merry Christmas. I thank all you Sore Losers Nation for listening to us all year long. We really do appreciate you. Love you guys, Ray, Eddie, Sore Losers family.
You
guys are amazing.
What are we giving to the Sore Losers family? We just came up with it.
Oh, we have a pair of Pimpin' Joy cleats that were worn by Matt Overton in the Titans game, and we're giving away to someone on the Facebook page.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, we're giving them.
But you got to be a follower.
Yeah, you got to follow us on the Facebook page. Chris set that up.
And you got to post a topless pic.
He'll figure out how to get those cleats to you. Great. I got to go. Bye.
Hey, great. Freaking Taylor Dial's going to get him.
Hey, are you going to email me or are you going to put it up?
What?
Are you going to email me or put it up?
Yeah, I'll email you.
All right.
Lost his damn mind.
What's up with him?
Coach, I've been rushed before with my wife, and I try to fake like I'm not rushed. He was rushed and acted like he was rushed.
I mean, Coach.
He was like a lunatic.
I can't take in what he just said the last 10 minutes. I don't even, it was all a blur.
Coach, we'll be getting all ready to go out or something, and my wife will say, I'm rushed, and she'll say it outwardly. Dude, I keep it all inside. Of course, I haven't brushed my teeth, I haven't showered, but I'm like, oh yeah, we're good. That dude was rushed and had no way to hide it.
Let me ask you this. I think you and I think alike in this area. Let me ask you this.
Hey, COVID.
When you have a flight leaving on Friday and you work on Friday,
yes.
What time are you going to book that
Push
flight?
Push it as late as possible.
Why?
Because there's stuff. You never know. It's free flowing.
You mean like maybe work can hold you back a little bit and you won't be ready to catch a flight at noon?
We have a hardcore morning schedule and he is scheduled a flight for morning.
I mean, look, and he's not here to defend himself because there's no defending. This is how his mind works. He literally wants to start his vacation as soon as possible.
He's running down the hallway.
You missed it.
You missed your flight.
What in the
Mark Cuban? Shout out to Mark Cuban. What he did for JJ Barea? Did you see what he did? He signed him to a 1-year, like $3 million deal to say thank you for what he's done for the Dallas Mavericks, and they released him the next day, so he got $3 million guaranteed. And
cool, he'll be playing at a YMCA.
But he got $3 million. It's a $3 million bye-bye gift. And then Larry Nance Jr., what he's doing for small businesses. Look up the story. I can't go into details. I got to go
catch
my left.
Cleveland?
Look it up. Yeah. Google it on your phone and talk about it.
I don't.
He's promoting small businesses by wearing them on a shirt.
Coach,
awesome.
Coach, come back when you miss your flight. We'll still be on.
Guys, he's literally going to the airport like a lunatic. Yes. We just handed them a psychopath.
Okay, so you know what he does? Jesus. He uses those airport places. Not you can't park your car long term. You can't. But he uses the businesses that were like, we'll keep your car under a car shed and we'll wash it on Mondays and whatever, and they charge him, you know, whatever to do it. So when you drop it off, you got to sign up and you know,
he's doing this right now.
This is what he's got to do before he gets to his flight, because this is what he does. I know. I've flown with him hundreds of times. Coach, so you know he's going to pull up to this place, and it's a drive-in where you pull up, and the guy meets you there, takes your info.
They give you a bottle of water.
Coach, he's going to throw his car keys at this dude and run into the shuttle, and they're going to be like, what the F do we do with this crap?
There's no way he makes the shuttle. He's got to park at the airport.
He leaves it there, the drop-off?
Yes.
Or with the hazards?
No, I think he has to go short-term parking and just pay the $15 a day.
Oh, coach, he's not going to make it. He's going to be gone for 2 weeks.
Jeez. Dude,
No, that's not $15 a day on the short term. It's like $8 an hour.
It is?
Yes.
Because, see, one time I made the mistake and I had to pay double. Maybe it was 30.
If you park it in short term, that's
30 a day.
That's $8 an hour.
I think it's 30 a day. They max it out, Coach. You know Coach, the originator? He told me it's actually
cheaper. The original Coach.
It's actually pretty damn cheap to valet your car at the airport.
Yes, I've heard that.
And he's like, just give him a 10 or whatever and you're good.
Justin the Suit always did that.
Because it's not
like,
that much more expensive.
It's not much more expensive when you're gone for 2 weeks.
Pro tip.
Not a bad idea.
Maybe that's what he's doing.
Valet it, please.
Thank you. Keep the tip, Ken. See ya.
All right. Okay, you ready to go? Are you going to put your shirt back on?
Coach, you must be exhausted. I knew we weren't going to get you fully energized.
What do you mean? I'm great.
You're fine, but it just sucks because we've already been drained from the morning show.
Sure.
Then you had the music show.
Sure.
And then now the little show. Coach, that's a lot of shows.
I'll be honest with you. When he started going on his rant about something,
you weren't retaining any of it.
I couldn't let it sponge in my
head. It was very difficult for me to come up with counterpoints. He was going so fast.
Yeah. Wow. That's how his brain is every day.
I go, hey, let me do this podcast on my own. And he goes, no, I really want to talk about sports.
You wanted to do this on yourself?
I just told him I'll do it. I was like, dude, catch your flight. I'm just going to do it solo, Cowherd style.
You know what you should do one day, really?
Next week.
And Boomer.
No, you got to realize these kids don't talk when a mic's in front of their
face. It doesn't matter. Just call them.
Dude, Boomer.
Call Boomer. You do you and Boomer one episode.
That'd be good. But he doesn't talk. In person, he talks, dude, but on the phone, he doesn't talk a lot, and if he was in front of a mic, he would give one-word answers.
Because I want to hear what kids think about when they watch sports. Like, oh, yeah, I mean, Lamar's a good quarterback, but, you know, Mahomes is better.
His opinions are better than mine. He's pretty good.
All right. I want a Ray and Boomer episode.
Listen, I just wanted LB to come on the show for 30 minutes and not be rushed, and he did exactly opposite that. That's why I said I wanted to do it on my own.
I think he still had to go home and get his crap.
And what was he had a shoebox that he got from the big show. That was his gift he's taking to Austin.
Here's another thing.
He's taking his shoes.
Coach, here's another thing.
He just texted us.
No.
For Instagram. And it's a picture of me shirtless.
Hey.
He texted that
okay,
as
I'll post that right
hopefully
now.
Hopefully not while he's driving.
Of course he is. He's like running a red light right now.
In Nashville, X the text. That's a ticket.
Yes.
Up yours. Merry Christmas to you too. F off. Take it to the bank.
Coach, I'm telling you, it's another thing. He has to go home first.
No, he already got his suitcase.
When?
He did it during the little show or during the music show.
Okay, I was going to say, dude, again, if I had a noon flight, I would pack all my crap, leave it in the car because I know work's going to keep me here longer
but
than
I wanted
to.
He wanted it. When you book a flight that's in the morning, he knew he was going to be rushed.
Exactly. Exactly, but he can't. But he can't. He can't understand the fact in his head that it's going to delay his vacation. In his mind, he wants his vacation to start at noon. Hey. It does not matter.
When he breaks, he breaks.
Dude, he doesn't even respond to our text sometimes.
What do you mean emails? I don't know the last 2 weeks of them. But I didn't get any.
Dude, we've been emailing you. I don't check my emails when I'm on vacation. Okay, all right.
I did hear that's the way to do it, just to unplug. Our executive producer, Steve, said, when I go to Aruba, which I'm going to be going in a couple, he said, best thing you can do is unplug. Turn your phone off. Because I go, do you think there's Wi-Fi at the resort?
Well, you can't because when you get a picture and you want to post on Instagram.
Exactly. But he gave me great advice, and he goes, dude, put it in the safe. Don't even look at it.
You ever unplugged? Like, unplugged?
I can't really. I don't want to come home to all those emails, dude.
If I'm with my family, I unplug. Like, all the kids, wife, everything. No reason to really look at it.
Best thing you can do.
But I look at it in the morning and then at night, and that's it.
Okay.
And then if I'm at home with my parents, I don't care who's calling me or whatever. It's their time.
It is a terrible look, especially when you're with family and stuff and you're on your phone. You're like, damn it, I cannot be on this thing.
Yeah.
Like, did somebody take it out of my hand?
Right.
I look like an idiot.
And it's a special moment. You want to be there in person and experience all that stuff.
My wife's opening her presents. I'm on my phone. Dude, you've got to just disconnect. Throw that thing away. Johnny Manziel did it.
Hey, are you going home?
No. We're going to Aruba.
Oh. So what Christmas with family? What's that like?
I'm going Titans game this weekend. We're in a suite.
Yeah. You're in a suite?
Yep, socially distancing because we're with the wealthy class mother. Girt, only
nice.
Two people in a suite. We got four. But that's...
Wait, who?
Chicks, people that give Botox.
Nice.
So, hey, maybe they bring the Botox.
Hell yeah. Get some Botox while you're there.
We're doing Titans game.
You come out, your lips all puckered.
Coach, what are you talking about?
Hey, Ray, what happened to your lips, dude?
Why are they puckered?
Why are you doing duck face at me all day?
Why do you look like a chick, dude? I don't know. The Botox people were in the suite.
They got bored at halftime, man. I let them do Botox.
Dude, like, next week we were supposed to do a little gathering. It's all been canceled.
Yeah.
So it might just be me and the chick. Maybe we do the in-laws, but it was supposed to be maybe like 8 deep, a city policy, but that got canceled.
No, but like your family in Michigan.
They
like
got to stay
FaceTime?
In Michigan. I mean, yeah, FaceTime, Coach.
FaceTime?
Yeah.
Do you do presents FaceTime?
We do. We do.
That'd be fun.
1 year, it was really cool. Boomer was opening up a PlayStation we got for him, PlayStation 4, right?
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
Yeah. No, yeah, but 5 now, but yeah.
And so my sister didn't know we were doing the FaceTime, and we go last second, hey, do FaceTime. We want to see him open the present. We'd all invested in it. Bay's mom, Bay, and me, we all put hundreds of dollars into this PlayStation. My sister didn't know we were going FaceTime. We go FaceTime last second, hold the phone up. Sister didn't even wrap it. It was in a box.
Oh.
Boomer opens it. My sister didn't know we were going to be able to see. Boomer opens a box and goes, it's a PlayStation. We're like, where was the wrapping
Come
paper?
On.
That was the most anticlimactic opening of all time.
Hey, it is a cop-out, though, because like all my family sent presents to the house. I've got to wrap all that crap now.
We did that to my mom.
You know what I mean?
I go, Mom, there's going to be 15 presents coming the next 3 days. Can
you
wrap them all? You
got to wrap them. That's a pain in the ass, dude.
We put it all on my mom, dude. But you can't send it like that.
I know. They can't be wrapped.
And it's tough, yeah.
And even when you travel, like, you're not doing a bunch of gifts.
You guys
like
are Texasin.
Yeah, we're flying, too.
Dope. We might be on the cross flights. We're going Aruba south. You're going Texas west.
Coach, have you ever spent Christmas in a tropical destination?
Yeah, we did Daytona Beach 1 year.
Amazing.
That might be the only one.
You literally forget it's Christmas because it's not cold. I mean, there's nothing.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Well, no, I mean, you got to remember it, but it doesn't.
Coach, I'm not celebrating the Lord's birth, Coach.
No, that's true. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, you hear, like, the Christmas music. They're playing, like, Christmas music and reggae, like, it's awesome.
All I want for Christmas is a nice tan. Kenny Chesney.
All right, you ready to go?
Yeah. Okay. Dude, that kid, out of a rocket ship, man.
He misses his flight 100%.
Good gosh. No, he'll make it because he knows he got the express pass.
Dude, one time I woke up 30 minutes before my flight. 30 minutes.
And you made it?
Dude, I made it to the airport in 10 minutes before my flight. I told the people, I'm like, sorry, TSA.
Cutting people?
Oh, TSA. I had to just cut. And the guy in the front goes, hey, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, dude, I have to. 10 minutes. I have to. He's like, all right, go.
Were you giving him money?
No. Just please.
I never thought about that. But if you are in a huge hurry, always have some cash.
Ones? Or what are you giving?
Ones. And if you got to cut, like 10 people, just start handing a couple of them ones. Hey, let me get in front. And everybody will say yes to
that. Coach, I run to the gate, and the Southwest people, there's three of them. They're like, Garcia? I'm like, yes, come on. Let's go. We're just about to leave your ass. And I'm like, oh, dude,
You were the last dude?
They were waiting on me. I get on the plane, and like it was a Raging Idiot show. I get on the plane, and I see Bones, and he's like shaking his head like, you idiot. And then I see Justin the suit. You idiot. Like, just
But you made it, though.
I made it.
The captains are waiting for you.
They're looking at me the same way Bones and Justin are.
Coach,
idiot.
You hit the captains with, we about ready to push back? hey, pilots, I'm good if you guys are. They're like, okay, we've been waiting for you, jackass.
That's where you hit him with a line, like,
hey, what are
sorry,
you boys?
Guys, I thought I was flying private this time. My bad. Let's go.
Hey, weight broke the wagon. Let's go, pilots.
Hey,
let's go.
I stand up in the middle of the aisle. My bad. All right, we're ready to roll. Let's go. Everyone's like, this is jackass.
Guys, I just talked to the pilots. They're finally ready. Let's go. You put it
you
off
throw
on,
it
them.
On them.
The private line is always funny.
Coach, the private line. You know, I do the private line. Annoying.
Let
as crap.
Eddie tell you about it. It's actually pretty funny if your family has a good sense of humor. And
yes.
You say it out loud so enough people can hear you.
Well, because you get 50-50 reaction from people. So,
and you can use it on any Southwest, United, American flight.
Anywhere, in any scenario where they do something that's not like, oh, great. Guys, we're having a little bit of trouble. They're just checking a few extra things. We're going to be on the tarmac for just about another 10 minutes. And at that
guys,
moment,
we are waiting in line. It's a little bit of a backup.
At that moment, it's your cue to say really loud, ugh, that never happens when I fly private. Hey, and you get half the people next to you, usually they look at you and can tell you're joking. They laugh, but then you have the people behind you. You can hear them go, is he serious?
Because you will have a good significant amount of people that are like, oh my gosh, is he really rich?
Is he serious? And then you have people looking. I love the people that look back at you just to see, like, I want to see the douchebag that just said this.
Guys, we are not serving any sodas or drinks
what?
On this flight. Never happens when I fly private.
You've got to be kidding me. Then. Guys, I'm sorry, we have a limited space in the overhead, so we're going to ask you guys to check some of your luggage. Are you serious? Never do that when I fly private. And then you'll have a flight attendant, too, that says, okay, you're not on private. Well, and you're like, I realize that now. Thank you. Hey, okay, so that's good. And then, Coach, you got to do, once social distancing is not a thing anymore and we're back in normal environment,
we're back
when you're in an elevator, and it's usually at clubs. You know clubs when sometimes you have to go in an elevator or a bar or a hotel that's really hopping. You get an elevator that's full.
I'm already in the zone. I see what you're talking about.
And people just start. They're talking.
Yeah.
It's kind of loud in the elevator. Go, shh. Coach, people, without even thinking, just start whispering. I mean, and then you'll have the two people that are just like, are you effing serious? This dude just shushed everyone. Hey,
but you gotta have your boys with you.
No,
pull it off.
Do it by yourself.
I'm not doing the shush by myself.
Coach. And then people, it's gotta be some kind of social experiment where they just, without thinking, they start talking quietly. Because you shush them.
Hey, or be like my buddy. I'm not naming names. We're on spring break. We walk in an elevator. He turns around to the girl, makes out with her. And then we get off one floor down.
No.
He never even knew.
No,
the
could you get your ass kicked like that? No.
No, he's a good looking dude. He pulled it off. We literally walked on the elevator. It's me, my buddy, and this hot chick. He leans over and just starts making out with her. Didn't even say a word.
Spring break?
Yeah, spring
break.
Okay,
it's different.
Hey, next floor down, we got off.
Coach, hold on. You get off, and then what do you say?
I'm like, dude, what gave you the courage to do that? And he's like, dude, either she was going to shut me down or be cool with it.
Can I talk about your line in Vegas? One of my favorites.
Yes, as long as it's appropriate now that I have a wife.
But it was before all that. It was before the wife and all that. And you hadn't even met your wife.
Well, then that's fine. Good clarification.
Okay. All right. And then Ray's at the pool, and there's a girl working, a hot server at the pool.
I don't even remember her being hot, Coach.
She was beautiful.
Oh, Coach,
server at the pool.
I don't even remember.
Ray walks up to her and goes, hey, just talk to your boss. He says you can go on break for about 30 minutes. Come on, let's go. Come with me. Hey, and the look on her face is like, what?
Because she split down the middle like, did he talk to my boss?
Coacher goes up and says, hey, just talk to your boss. He says you can go on break now. Come with me, 30 minutes.
That one never works, but it is funny in front of your buddies.
I can't believe your buddy made out with a girl in the elevator and just walked off.
It was classic. Only time I've ever seen it in my life.
Again, only time you can do that is spring break.
He may have said, I'll talk to you later as we were leaving, but no intro before the kiss, which was epic. How can you not say one word to somebody and then kiss them? And they were cool with it.
In college, I did do, this is so stupid. There was a girl walking, and I grabbed her hand and kind of just held it.
Well, this is the minor league version
have
of my
I to,
story.
I might have told this story.
No, but this is the minor leagues.
Oh,
I
minor,
told a major league story.
This is triple A. Okay. This is triple A. I grab her hand, and she goes, excuse me? I go, I just wanted to see what it felt like. Hey, she goes, oh my gosh, I kind of like that.
Coach, we're giving people stuff that probably won't work,
never.
But it's
It'll
funny
never
for
work.
2 seconds.
It'll never work.
Get the hell out of here.
Okay, we're done?
Dude, I'm worried about that guy if he got his flight.
He won't make it. All right, we're done. Hey, thank you guys for listening to the Sore Losers podcast, listening to all of us, and then now sticking around and listening to me and Ray talk. Pretty cool. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
And we're going to have shows the next couple weeks.
We will. So we're not off the air. We're going to be uploading shows. But in case we don't talk to you personally, right now, personally, I'm telling you, have a Merry Christmas.
And if you run out of material with us and you're with your family and you don't like hanging out with them, a great show to listen to.
What's it called?
Call Her Daddy.
All right. Goodbye.